Good Thursday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And it is the third Thursday of the month, and that always means we got Lyle Butler, Manhattan Chamber of Commerce president, in studio with us. Good morning, Lyle.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is beautiful outside. Dave was reading that forecast, and he was talking about country stampede, but I know early this morning I was out walking, and people actually had sweatshirts on this morning. You know, that's a real different from just 24 hours ago when everybody was in shorts and tank tops and all that. So
it's going to be a lot of people disappointed if there are people watching this weekend out at the lake.
Yes, that would be true.
I can raise my hand on that.
I can remember, Dave, that in I think it was 2001. That would have been my first year here, and I was out at Country Stampede, and it was really cold, and which wasn't expected. And I know that every place in town that had, and you normally don't have a lot of sweatshirts on display in the summertime, but every sweatshirt, or every, sweatshirt, long sleeve was gone because everybody was cold and they didn't bring anything with them. So at that time, Varney's, Walmart, GTM, they literally ran out of the heavy long sleeve sweatshirts because it was that cool for, then it was, of course, a 4-day event. So it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday and Friday were downright cold and windy and cloudy. So the weather can be different.
It can be kind of close to that.
Yeah, this year it's not going to be quite that cool, but it's very nice outside right now.
Well, I'm excited about, we were talking about this a little bit ago, like Alabama I'm excited about because they're kind of more of a pop country sort of band and listen to them a lot when I was a kid, because my parents always listened to country music when my sister and I were growing up. And 90s country, I have a special place in my heart for 90s country. Alabama is definitely like one of the top 90s country bands. So I'm really looking forward to that. And, of course, as Dave mentioned, the people watching.
Yeah, so that's always an interesting deal. But Alabama is a real show band, so people that are going to that, they're in for a real treat if they've not seen Alabama before. They just really in person live. They do a great job. And, of course, Dave Lewis will be out there, too. Are you performing tonight?
Got the game show roadshow in the VIP tent.
Yeah,
doing that.
That's always a
And Brady's going to be handling some of that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll be out there.
So good. Hi. Well, it's a great,
It's always fun.
It's always fun. Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit more about Stampede probably just throughout the hour, especially talking about some of the economic impacts of Country Stampede to the area. We also will talk about a trip overseas that the Chamber is going to be taking in spring 2019. Talk a little economy, talk a little bit about Ultra Electronics and their deal with the city of Manhattan. But as always, one of the greatest parts of having Lyle Butler in is we talk about the opening soon and what we can expect to see open up here in the region and what we got today.
Well, I know it's always popular, and we continue to have a lot of things go on in our greater Manhattan area. So one of the things that we always start out with is what, since the last time I was here, what has now opened, and in some cases we've done some ribbon cuttings for some of these places, but Hayden Orthodontics did a relocation. They relocated to downtown. We did a ribbon cutting for them about a month ago. Great remodeled facility in the downtown. Very, very excited for them. I think people have realized that Old Navy is now open. We talked about that over a year ago, and now they are open, and that's in the old Kmart location for those that are longtime residents. And for those that are new to the area, it's over at Plaza de Maria, and that's where Old Navy is located. The West Star substation on the west side of town is now functioning here in June this year, so that'll help for the west side. A new real estate company, it's a Junction City-based real estate company, has opened a facility on the ground floor of Bluemont Hotel, and it's called Next Home is the name of that. Raising Cane's, we did a ribbon cutting for that last week at 325 East Points Avenue.
That's a popular day, too. It seemed like a lot of cars.
A lot of cars, and I think they're still pretty busy. And And then downtown, the former Hibachi Hut, El Patron, is open at 429 Points Avenue again, and that's where Hibachi Hut used to be. So they are finally open. And then downtown, again, Pool House, which is a second location for Arrow Coffee, and that's open at 219 South 4th. And so there's a lot of history with that. People say, what are they naming that? The Pool House. And that's actually originally, which when you go back into the archives, it is true. That's where the old city pool used to be. We all think of it over at, in City Park, but prior to the pool being at City Park, it's located right there on 4th, would have been right there at 4th Street.
You know, that makes sense, too, because I think it was last month we had Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins was in, and she mentioned that about the pool house, about that being that old location.
It's old location. Yeah. So they've got some food and also some beverages there, and a lot of the beverages that they have are just like, since it is a pool house and people think of that, and this is a POOL, so that was where the old city pool. So a lot of their drinks are kind of summery type drinks that they have there. So they're doing also very well. Something that we just got some date information on. A lot of people I know are excited to look forward to when Harbor Freight is going to open. This will be their first time in Manhattan, and they're going to have a grand. Right now, we understand they're going to have their grand opening right around the 4th of July. So they're getting pretty close to being open. And Harbor Freight is going into where the old Hastings. What a lot of people will know where that is. And so, and again, that's a very popular type store that is in a lot of different locations in Kansas, but is coming to Manhattan.
And on that Harbor Freight, are they taking up the entirety of that old Hastings location, or is it just partial part of that location?
I don't know the answer to that question. Okay. We've had a lot of people ask if they're taking up. I know they're going to take up a considerable amount of space, but don't know whether they're taking the whole Hastings. Hastings, that was a big store.
Yeah, just driving by, I noticed that. I was like, I wasn't sure if it was taking up that whole old space or not.
But. Don't know. We'll know by the next time we come.
We'll know when we walk in, right?
We know when we walk in. And I understand that Old Navy, also we mentioned that earlier, is doing very well in their first couple of weeks of being open, too. So we're glad to see some new retail in the community. I think there's been some media coverage. Of course, Dusty Bookshelf, a very popular place that had the fire in the building, and finally they got through, everybody got through, the owners of the building, the insurance, and all those kinds of things. And so they're finally starting to do the construction, to rebuild what most people know as the Dusty Bookshelf in Aggieville at 700 North Manhattan Avenue. So that's a major deal. We also, in Aggieville, I know right now it's going through the city planning department, but the new hotel that's going to be over there right across the street from the Blueville Hotel, and they are going through the planning. So I know they hope that sometime this fall that they can get underway with construction on that. And then the apartments that are there at 1205 Bluemont Avenue at the corner of that and 715 North 12th Street is that four-story building that's going up. There's 37 apartment units, and they're going to be open in August. They already have a lot of their space leased out. I know that there's more space yet to go, but they're doing finishing up their work there. So nice addition to the Bluemont Avenue area. At the airport, over by the airport, is the Manhattan Business Park, and there are two buildings that are under construction. Pioneer Seed is opening later this summer in 2018, their building over there. And Kansas Gas is building a new regional center, and they hope to be open by November of 2018. So, again, a lot of people don't see that, except if they're going along K-18 or they're over by the airport, they can see some construction of those two buildings. And then there's another business that's going over there that'll start construction later this year, and we'll talk about that. We talk about Ultra ICE coming up here in just a minute. 502 Media, they have relocated and and moved to downtown, right there at the corner of on a second floor level, at the corner of 4th Street and Points Avenue. And then a law firm, Adair Thurston, is relocating to 1600 Points Avenue. U.S. Stone is going to go to 301 South 4th Street, Suite 110. So we're kind of doing, got through our first page, so we're going to take a break.
Yeah, well, real quick before we go to that break, back to the Dusty Bookshelf real quick. Is that the same owners, ownership,
yes.
All that's continuing?
Right. Yes, it'll be the same ownership. So they're hopeful that maybe by late fall, sometime this fall, they'll be back in there. So it was good news. But yes, same ownership.
All right. We'll hear page two on Opening Soon with Manhattan Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial.